Good people, this your boy Frito-Lay from the motherfucking Bay. And I got my girl
Yellow Cake.
We got Yellow Cake in the motherfucking building. And y'all, she is beautiful.
Period.
And this is a late night raw dogging session with just only Frito-Lay. Tonight, we don't have Sasha. We don't have Lola. Everybody's out and everybody's all partied and dry, but old Frito-Lay was just still at home, you know, just chilling. Didn't decide to go, so I overslept. And I woke up this morning and I decided, let's work. So, Yellow Cake, what's going on with you? What we got going on?
Let me turn my phone off. Nothing much. Just, you know, working, trapping. You
okay,
know,
trapping.
Doing big shit.
Okay, that's what's
up. I'm in the Jolly Rancher right now, so.
Yeah. I see your style. You got the red hair over there. Got the nails done.
I'm on some chill shit.
Damn, got the.
I usually dress up.
Man,
what
kind of shoes are them?
Just some shoes. Okay. I'm on some chill shit tonight.
Yeah. It look real good.
I'm on some chill shit. You know.
So you trapping? So female.
I'm trapping.
Female trapping. So tell me.
I'm trapping. That's why I got on these. I got on some fur size. Yeah.
So what kind of trapping you doing?
Sex work.
Oh shit. So
sex work, the best work.
Sex work network.
Sex work network.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sexwork.com.
We got what so you consider yourself an escort?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay, that's what we got in the building.
I don't know what else to put it.
You know, I'm a male gigolo, so you know, you feel comfortable to speak whatever you like, and you know, because
we taking over the world.
Yeah, there you go. We gotta get it in. We gotta get it in the best way we can. I feel like everyone deserves to come well and stay healthy. Okay, because that is sexual.
Long as you're doing that, I mean, you good.
Right.
And watching your back. Get to the paper and fuck all the other shit. Fuck the rest.
So how long have you been doing it, and what's the most of the bag you done ran up?
Okay. So I just started doing this year, like when the coronavirus shit first started, like spring 2020.
Okay.
You know, because couldn't nobody work, couldn't nobody do all the other shit. Long story short. And one thing led to another, like, you know. And I mean, I was already like getting money from niggas and
shit. Right. Just
but that's when I like, you know, start doing like, you know, the internet shit, like pictures and shit. Like, I don't want to say
so
much,
niggas, but. So niggas pay for pictures? So
no, what? I'm saying like, you know, the websites, that? You know.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's when I started like, you know, posting like.
Like the OnlyFans.
OnlyFans and you know, all the other
stuff.
So
do you have an OnlyFans?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You mind telling the people what your OnlyFans account is?
OnlyFans.com/YellowCake, YellaKake.
And I noticed you be, when I checked your profile, like you do some twerking and all of that. You got tattoos and you know, oh God. So,
you know, well, you got to tease
a
little bit.
So what you charge these people? Because I know I have to charge
Lord.
These folks.
Charge for what, OnlyFans or other stuff?
Nah, I know when I meet up with the cougars and milfs and the mountain lions, you know, I charge.
What's mountain lions?
Mountain lions is anyone over 65.
Oh Lord, I don't know, that's something new today.
Yeah, that's mountain lions. They've been in the game for a long time. But I charge, you know, 150 for 15 minutes, you know, and 300 for half an hour. And
oh, I need to up my prices then.
I'll do 500 for a whole hour, you know. And that's only because that they have so much money. But see, I might be in the hood sometimes with,
you know,
cut them a deal.
Yeah,
you know,
just do something quick. Do something strange with a little bit of change.
You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, you say you've been doing it for not too long, but just, you know, so you hadn't encountered nothing crazy just yet. What's the craziest shit you came across?
What's the craziest shit? I should have been thinking about this. I knew you were going to ask me that question. The craziest shit. I don't even know, like, I don't know, like, I don't be dealing with, like, crazy niggas. And because, you know, when they, when you talking to a person before, you know, you meet them and stuff, you can already read them and sense if something wrong. So I never really ran into no shit. Okay, like, I know, I know bitches that done ran into like crazy shit and scary shit, but I just be like, damn, like, I don't know. Yeah, I guess God be watching over me.
I totally understand. I had a, man, I had a 60, this lady had to be about 68, going on 70, and she was in a wheelchair.
And oh, wait. Okay, keep talking. I'm going to tell y'all, just brought something to my mind.
Yeah, but had to refresh lady, my mind. This lady had me go over to her house, and she told me, she said, oh, you know, I want you to take care of me, and, you know, my husband is upstairs. I said, oh, ma'am, your husband. She was like, oh,
like,
no.
take care of her? She or like,
was like, no, she wanted me to slay her on the steps. God. But she said, her husband, she said, oh, don't worry. He doesn't have any legs. He doesn't have any legs, so he can't move. He can't come downstairs. So I had to go up there and bring her down because she was in a wheelchair, too.
So he couldn't even come down if he wanted to.
He couldn't even come down. And she made
so did he know
her.
You were there?
I think he knew I was there, but it was nothing he could do about it. I felt bad, but it was my business. But, you know, that's the thing about me. Sometimes you can't let emotions get in your business, because I be seeing so much fucked up shit, and I be like, damn, you know what? I don't even want to fuck this one.
Like, I'm already here, so I might as well get it over with.
I've gotten to that point now.
Right. I mean, them be the ones, shit, disability check.
Yeah, but that's
retirement, all that shit. Don't be the one. But okay, so back to what you were asking me.
Mm-hmm.
I just met somebody like a few days ago, and they don't have no legs. So I guess that's the craziest thing.
Wow, a guy?
Yes, I hope you don't hear this.
Yeah, no leg.
Mm-mm.
I probably don't know who you're talking
about. And thing is, he took what he do?
He don't do nothing but just sell dope.
Oh no, mm-mm. He do something else. But he was cool or whatever, but he just started getting his feelings, and I'm just like, you already ain't got no legs, so, you know. But he was like a major trick. I mean, like, he just called me a couple hours ago, so I don't know. But he being his feelings too much, I don't know why. But yeah, so
you know, we did what we did, and the no legs experience.
Yeah, so you know, I'm getting places, you know.
But for some reason, they spend the most fucking money.
I'm trying to tell you, like, we just went to Lenox the other day. Went out to eat.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know, he just attached to something. Like, he just tripping.
Hey, that's what you're doing.
He's spending that check. So, you know, I'm fuck with him, I guess. It depends. But I'm already, like, you know, having to do this and that because you ain't got no legs. You know, I got a big ass. So,
yeah.
I was telling him, I was like, shit, we probably could make OnlyFans, you know? People probably want to see that.
You know what? That'll never probably know. Be a good idea.
I told him he need OnlyFans.
A good idea. That'll probably blow him up. That'll blow you up.
Yeah. You
know? But it looks like
I like different strange, you know, strange shit, crazy shit.
Yeah, a man definitely have to have enough on him to be able to work with you, because, you know, that's
tell
thick.
Me about
that's
that.
Thick. Mm. Yeah, because if you ain't got enough to even get past the cheeks, you're not getting
it. Oh, my God. I met somebody that understand me. Lord. I tell people, they be like, huh?
Well, you know, us black men, I think, were made for that. Not all black men, but, you know, the standard, you know, man should be able to take care of that.
Yeah.
And tame it and, you know, do what you need to do to it.
I be mad, like, when I meet guys and they shit be low as fuck. And them be the ones that want you to do the most work, want you to do this, turn this way. I be like, look, my ass is heavy as fuck already, like.
Right.
Big as fuck.
So you got,
and it's be like, sometimes I ain't gonna need to do it.
I mean, hey, tell, but yeah, what so it is.
Yeah,
what,
right. It just be too much, but I make it work. Shit, get my money, get that bread, get that head and leave.
Man, what you sitting over there? What you sipping? What is that?
Jose.
Oh, that's the Jose Quavo.
Jose Quavo.
Oh, okay, ladies and gentlemen, she over here sipping.
I'm in my zone.
Yeah. That's your drinking. I might get a drink of it though. I'm smoking on some of this biscotti over here. You know, there's some good smoking shit.
Actual,
I wish my
factual.
Boy Biscuit was over here. You know, I'm just too cool and player and laid back. But this probably, I think, was the better show. You know, for you, because we be turned up in here. Mm-hmm. You know, white girl Sasha. Shout out to white girl Sasha. Shout out to Lola. You know, in the LGBT be community over there, you know. So we represent for all races, all colors, shapes, sizes. It don't matter, you know. We gonna get in the end, raw dogging after dark. Is there anything you else you want to talk about? You want to give us your Instagram? You want to give us
my Instagram is eatthat_yellowcake, eatthat_yellowcake. I already told them my OnlyFans.
Tell them one more time.
My OnlyFans?
Yeah.
OnlyFans.com/yellowcake, yellowcake. But is anything else you want to ask me?
Shit. Who got the, who in Atlanta, which side of Atlanta got the best pussy? East side, west side, north side, or south side? Who got the best pussy?
I don't know. I don't fuck bitches.
What side you from?
I'm originally from the west side, but like I said, I done stayed everywhere in Atlanta. I done went to 12.
So what side? What side got the best hit?
The best what?
What side got the, had the hardest hit?
The hardest
had the,
hit?
Had the best back so far.
The best dick?
Yeah.
God.
Who gave
damn.
You that back?
I don't even know. Like, I feel like I definitely wouldn't say
they said me with them dreads.
I definitely wouldn't say the east side, because every nigga I meet on the east side, they, I don't know. They don't know. I don't know what they be doing.
They don't play no games.
I would say like between the south and the west side.
South and the west side.
Yeah.
They gonna bring it for real.
I don't know. Like niggas in Atlanta, they be acting like they don't know how to fuck nowadays.
I don't know. I think they might be spoiled now.
I would say like, I don't know. It's like a mixture. It's like 50%, you know, don't know what they doing, and the other half do. Like, I ain't gonna say like I done came across some east side niggas that know how to fuck, and then some of them, I don't know what they be doing.
Right.
But like I would say the west side, because you know downtown and right. All them, it's different people that's coming to Atlanta. Like,
y'all heard the east side, y'all so, niggas need to goddamn step your stroke up. Y'all stacking on your motherfucking stroke.
It's like they be like,
come on now.
They be pretty boys on the east side nowadays.
Yeah.
They be pretty boys, and pretty boys, they want you to fuck them more than
they want you to do all the work.
Fucking you.
Right.
That's what it seemed like. So.
Well, I think that's what's going on now. You know, like I say, these girls trying to outfuck them, and you know,
yeah,
I don't like
females is outfucking the niggas. That's what's going on.
Right. And see, I'm one of the ones I don't like to be outfucked. You try to fuck, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you hard. I'm gonna go. You try to go, I'm gonna go.
These men be lazy nowadays.
Yep.
But you know, it's different with big girls though. Like, you gotta know what you're doing to fuck a BBW anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's a different type of style, right? It's a different type of built man for that.
Yeah, like different. You can't just be, oh, this ain't nothing. I'ma just, and then when you get the BBW or the big girl, you don't know what the fuck to do.
Right.
Sitting there looking crazy at
like,
as
what
fuck.
The fuck. Right.
Like, but yeah. What you think? What you think? Who got the best pussy?
Well, I think
that's
I tell people
question.
All the time, I think the north side.
The north side. I don't really fuck with people on the north side like that. So.
And that's because it's more of a bougie thing. And I kind of feel like with me coming from the east side, it's like they hadn't been broke in. So it's like, hold on, that you
know. I don't know. I said I don't know what the east side got going on. I don't know. They too worried about other shit. So.
Yeah, I think niggas is popping too many pills and doing a little bit too
much
of that
cocaine.
Oh my
God, I didn't want to say it, but you got it.
That's what it is.
You got it. Stop popping them pills, man. It make y'all dick small.
Yeah, I got a homie that said, man, he said, man, you put me on to this fucking, to this website where I can pay for these girls. He said, I'd have spent all my money on these girls. I said, what, man?
Keep
what
on.
The fuck you spend your money on the for? He said, I'm popping these fucking pills and trying. I said, that's your problem, man. You sweat decay. He said, man, I done paid for 3 girls that could get hard for them. I said, well, that's a sign, man. You need to just go up and chill out and kind of nourish your body.
Yeah, Atlanta is Trick City. Shout out to Houston. I love Houston. That's
yeah,
Trick
Houston
City
got
too.
It right. Houston, they thick in Houston.
Yes.
They super thick
Houston
in Houston.
Houston is like Texas, period.
Yeah, you fit right along in there with them.
Yeah, that's where the money at.
Right.
All the escorts that's listening. I mean, I'm pretty sure they know that. Atlanta is too. Like, I make a lot of money in Atlanta, so. But Houston...
Right.
It's like,
yeah, Houston and Atlanta is almost like brother sister type states. You know what I'm saying? You almost got a similar lingo. You know,
I think Atlanta is more like fast, like
right.
It'd be a lot of emotion, a lot of shit going on in Atlanta now. Houston is fast too, but it's a little more slower.
Right.
So.
Well, they still swinging down there, so they like what we like, old school cars, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're going to see a lot of Bubba Chevys, Cutlasses, all that kind of shit.
They more chill, relaxed.
That's what's up. Yellow Cake, I appreciate you coming on the show, raw dogging after the motherfucking dark. You nigga goddamn Frito-Lay from the motherfucking Bay.
Okay.
Tell them one more time who you is.
Yellow Cake.
We is up out this motherfucker.
Go subscribe to my OnlyFans to see why I call myself Yellow Cake.
Come on. All right. We up out of here.